KFFB is 106.1 FM. This is Bob Connell thanking you so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. We have a special guest with the White River Area Agency on Aging with us, Ed Haas, the executive director of the Area Agency on Aging, and also Beverly Lampkin. She is the personal emergency response system manager. Now, that is a lot easier to say PERS, right?
That's right.
Well, now, Ed, this is a big system that's going on throughout North Central Arkansas, but throughout the world, really.
Yes, the personal emergency response systems are one of the, I'd say, Bob, it's one of the first things that people can do for an older person, particularly if they live alone, to help make sure that they're okay. Many times we'll get calls from families saying, Mom lives alone, what can we do initially to make sure Mom's okay? And the first thing a person can do is put in a personal emergency response system, so when they fall or if they need help, they wear the button, all they got to do is push it.
Now, Beverly, how easy is it to get one of these systems? I mean, are they, like, wired? Do they have to have an extension cord running around with it? What is it exactly for those who've never seen one?
No, it's just a necklace that they wear around their neck, their pendant that they can wear, or we have the wristbands or the belt clips that they can have, and it just goes through their telephone line.
So it's wireless, basically.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And it's something, so if something happens and they fall, it can happen. What they push that button, and what happens?
It transmits through our console that we have there in their house, and then it goes to the AMAC, and AMAC is our American Medical Association that covers our personal emergency response systems. And what happens is that they call over that console and just talk to the people, and they say, are you okay?
So it's automatically, it's open mic, basically. They can talk to that person immediately.
Right.
They don't have to go to the phone.
The unit that Beverly's talking about is stalled and connected to the phone. So when they push the button, it sends a message through their unit that's connected to their phone to the American Medical Alert Corporation. And when that happens, what actually happens is that person's information pops up on a screen in front of an operator sitting at the call center. And that operator immediately dials into that person's phone and says, Mrs. Brown, are you okay?
And that's when it says, I fell, I'm stuck. I mean, those things can happen for an individual. You know, my mom's passed away, but I can see where that would be peace of mind for a loved one. If you live an hour away and you can't reach her,
and
just because she took the phone off the hook, this personal advice, and she can touch it. Now, what about if you're a loved one, you're having trouble, can you contact that same number and they can contact her?
Yes.
Is that something to be done too as well?
Yes. If they don't hear anybody, like if she has fell unconscious, okay, and the operator does not hear anybody on the other line, she'll call back on the regular phone. Nobody answers. She'll go to the call list that she's set up ahead of time and either call the ambulance or call the daughter or call the neighbor or call somebody that they have set up ahead of time. And that's one of the advantages about our PERS system is that we can personalize their call list.
That is awesome. Now, that is something I had a problem with. I don't want to call 911 every time. So you can set up and say, you don't call the ambulance. Do you talk to my son or daughter?
No.
That's cool.
No.
So how many people can be on this list? If you can't get a hold of the son, you can't get a hold of the daughter, you just keep going down the list?
Right. As many as they want as can be on the list.
So you can have the emergency services.
Next door neighbor to come over and open the door, whatever.
Awesome. Okay. We need to get folks to call you right now because I can see that is a sellable unit there.
Yeah, we need to talk about, you know, for what they cost. You know, it's a rental fee of $33 a month.
Oh, that's like OnStar.
Yeah, it's $33 a month.
For your loved one. Yeah.
And that for the security and peace of mind to know that Mom or Dad is okay. So, you know, knowing that they can summons help by just pushing a button.
Okay, Beverly, who do they need to call? What's the number?
They need to call White River Area Agency on Aging at 800-382-3205.
Oh, that is awesome. So that is something I can see when you got a list of folks you can call. And that makes it – that's one reason I think is a big problem with folks having that because they don't always think it's 9/11. You know, you don't want to call 911.
This would go, you'll call a loved one first.
It goes
to the call center, and the call center pulls up there in front. It pops up in front of an operator screen. Most of these call centers, Bob, have 90 or 100 people watching computer screens. So every time a button is pushed, it pops up somewhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they get personal connections to that. And another thing that their medical conditions, they can be put in when we enter the new people. All of their allergies or any medications or anything that they may take in, or they've got some kind of disability, all of that will be relayed to the ambulance. The ambulance will be ready when they get there.
Well, that'll be awesome. Well, they can go to KFFB.com, hear this program if you've got a loved one or a brother or a sister or aunt and uncle that needs it. But we'll also put on that website the number, too, for how to get a hold of you guys. So this is great.
That's great.
All right. That wraps up our first edition of our open mic this week. We've been talking with the executive director of the White River Area Agency on Aging, Ed Haas, and also Beverly Lampkin. She is the Personal Emergency Response System, or PERS, manager. Thanks so much for taking time talking with us, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.